Fuzzylac is being used in more than a quarter of the dairy herds in the United States, according to Monsanto. The milk has been drunk by a large portion of the American population
history. Since the food and drug industry. You'll soon see the dramatic results Fuzzylac can offer you.
There have been over 140 lawsuits filed by Monsanto against farmers, including against those farmers who wanted nothing to do with Monsanto's genetically modified seed.
I personally was very concerned that there's a very serious problem of secrecy, conspiracy, and things of that nature.
The use of these seeds must be in compliance with the license agreement. You may not save the seeds for replanting, blah, 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 blah.
Big Pharma has forced Monsanto to pursue legal action against them over 500 times a year.
A case heard by the Supreme Court Tuesday that pitted a 75-year-old farmer from Indiana against Monsanto.
We have been pressured and coerced to pass drugs of questionable safety, including RBST.
Patent infringement.
Monsanto has about 144 lawsuits involving about 406 farmers and about 50-plus small farm businesses across 27 states.
The FDA has received over a million comments from citizens demanding labeling of GMO. 90% of Americans agree. So why no labeling? I'll give you one reason.
Stop.
The influence and the corruption of the political process by Monsanto.
Confidential arrangements. Confidential arrangements. Confidential arrangements.
We can't afford to lose $1 of business.
Without the ability to limit reproduction of soybeans containing this patented trait, Monsanto could not have commercialized its invention and never would have produced what is by now the most popular agricultural technology in America. Could you respond to that?
Monsanto's lawyers are accusing farmers of violating their patents. They're asking whether they're doing it or not. Monsanto's lawyers are professionals. This is all they do.
They are in the process